across the board.
Across the board.
Across the board.
All across the board.
It was across the board.
I don't think the mic's on.
What's up, guys? Let's start another podcast. This podcast is a continuation of the dumbass decision that was on the last podcast. And let's recap what happened in the dumbass decision so far. So out of all 30 teams, the teams that have advanced so far were the Celtics and Lakers. They advanced immediately due to the seeding. And then it will be the Celtics versus the Bucks after Casey picked the Bucks over the Mavericks. The Raptors advanced over the New York Knicks, which I'm still surprised about. The Golden State Warriors advanced over the Grizzlies. No surprise there. The Bulls advanced over the Pelicans. Pacers advanced over the Rockets. And Blazers advanced over the Kings. And the Blazers will play the Lakers in the next round. So we're going to probably get through the rest of the first round and be completely done with the first round. So we're going to try to go a little bit quicker this time and just kind of hit on some important things on each team. So the first matchup will be the Washington Wizards at the 13th seed versus the 20th seed Utah Jazz.
Oh, man.
So does anyone want to give out some pros and cons on the Wizards or Jazz?
Guys, I feel like we talked about this.
I don't think we did.
I mean, on the last episode we talked about your decision on other teams. Now we're talking about it again, just with different teams.
Nah, I definitely thought we squeezed this one in, but
I think we did. Did the Warriors.
Yeah, because we were going to do the Warriors and Wizards, which I messed up, and it was actually Warriors and Grizzlies.
Yeah.
All right, dope. All right, so we got the Wizards and the Jazz. I can already tell you one thing, con about the Jazz, and I know this is my decision.
Right.
But I'm going to let y'all know that annoying-ass buzzer, bell, whatever.
I looked it up. It's not a real thing. 2K has it.
So me and 2K got to throw pause.
Yeah, I looked it up to see because I was like, that's got to be like the biggest con out of all of these. And I couldn't find it. It still could be a thing. I don't really watch Utah Jazz games. I just kind of watch Donovan Mitchell highlights. But I've never seen it.
You know what else is a pro about the Utah Jazz?
What's up?
Yeah, Damon Wayans plays one in the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's why not? That they're like a really good team right now on the rise, bro.
Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert.
Mitchell's gonna probably, I don't want to call him Ricky next Rubio. Kobe, but yeah.
That's far.
I mean,
he's nice, but
the way he's been playing, bro, I can see him being like Kobe. Not saying like he has like
has Kobe like tendencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I do see that.
Wait, does he have the clutch factor?
I don't know. He hasn't shown it yet.
Because I feel like Kobe's biggest thing is that clutch factor, bro.
He's still young, so I feel like he's going to get opportunities.
And it did take a lot of time for him to develop that, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you always have ice in your blood, but like, there's a point in time where it like it comes. Plunger down. See it.
So I got some origins of the names. I got origins for like all teams and their name because I think it's really interesting.
That's dope.
So the Washington Wizards. Oh, yeah. By the way, I guess we should say who's all here. So I'm John.
Q.
I guess I go by Colton.
You guess.
You went through Colton through this whole podcast.
Oh.
You want to change your name through the podcast?
Yeah.
What's it?
Bolton.
It's Dragon now.
It's Dragon. I got something with that. I got something with that. Actually, Dragon. Later.
It's Dumbass.
Yep.
It's Trey Shod.
All right. And so here's the origins of the Washington Wizards name. So originally, the Washington Wizards were named the Chicago Packers, which caused a lot of controversy because there's the Chicago Bears, who rival is the Green Bay Packers. But they called them the Packers due to Chicago's meatpacking industry. Pause. And remember back in the last episode where we talked about the Bulls, and the owner was really trying to push that Chicago was the meat capital. I don't know what's so big in that time in like the 50s or 40s or so that they really wanted to push that they were the meat capital. But Chicago, both teams, that's why they're called the Bulls.
Yeah.
So it was a very weird thing there. But they ended up changing their name to the Zephyrons?
Bro, I always
It means wind.
That's
because it's for the Windy City.
Wow.
But there's been a ton of teams named that.
I've always wondered.
I think that's it. Zephyrs. Yeah.
Why, what that was on 2K, like that jersey. I was just like, who the fuck are these guys?
I like their throwback jerseys. Those are actually kind of cool.
I know, but I didn't know the name, so I was like,
so before Washington was Washington, they were Chicago.
That's crazy. And then they ended up moving to Washington. And in 1995, the owner, Abe Paulin, announced that he changed the name because it had a high violence overtone, which there was a lot of violent, there was in Washington, there was a high rate of violence, and particularly their guns when they were called the Washington Bullets. And the owner, or the owner was really friends with the prime minister of, and I cannot remember the country, I want to say Israel, and he had just been shot. Wow. So the year later, they decided to change the name from the Wizards to the Bullets. And they had a fan vote in which the names were between, the names were, it would be the Washington Wizards, the Washington Dragons, which obviously now Colton would be a big fan of them now, Washington Express, Washington Stallions, or the Washington Sea Dogs. My vote's for Sea Dogs.
Sea Dogs are pretty
nice. I like that. However, when Washington was actually announced as the name would win as Washington Wizards, there was still a huge controversy with that name, being that because they believed that it had racial undertones with the KKK. Oh. So that's still a kind of a thing that is overlaying in Washington. They changed their name to the Bullets in 1973. They won a championship in 1978, and only actually won 44 games in that season, were a very low seed. And they used the phrase, "It's not over till the fat lady sings," and that they was used it that was famous for the Washington Wizards because they actually won the championship that year. They had Gus Johnson, you know what I'm saying? Elvin Hayes, Gilbert Arenas. They got John Wall and Bradley Beal right now. They had Michael Jordan. You know, for Michael Jordan's not good run.
It's a good run.
Wale's a fan of them. These are some pros.
Yes, his hometown, though, right?
DC.
He's biased.
The DMV area,
he's
sure.
Very biased.
An interesting fact about the Washington Wizards. They have had the two tallest players in NBA history.
Have they?
Which was Mearson. It was like George or Reagan Mearson and the Manuel Bol. I don't even know if I have that
Did
name
you
right.
Their heights, though?
Bol Bol's Bol Bol's dad was also on the Wizards. So the two tallest guys, I think I'm looking up Bol Bol. I don't want Bol Bol. Bol Bol is 7'3", so that's insane. The kid is 7'3".
Plays like a guard too.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy. But Monte Bol, he was 7'7".
Holy Christ.
So that's pretty tall. That's probably the tallest in NBA history. Mearson was 7'7" as well. So if you are for tall people, man, if Colton, if they just made them the Washington Dragons, this would be your team.
This close.
No.
Chris Rock filmed a special at the Verizon Center. He filmed one of the specials at the Wizards Stadium.
Is that pro or?
That's pro. That's pro. It's Chris Rock. Come on.
Yeah, it's Chris Rock.
And then some cons were that they're 23rd in attendance currently. The Wizards have locker room issues with John Wall and the whole situation there. There's a lot of guys speculating that John Wall will be leaving because the team doesn't like John Wall.
What?
Yeah, and they just had.
How does Beal feel about this?
It's reported, no one really truly knows unless you're in the locker room, that Beal and John Wall don't get along. And if I'm being honest, I might roll with Beal over John Wall.
Oh yeah,
I will fight you.
I think.
Do you know that John Wall is?
John Wall has that Russell Westbrook effect, bro.
He just
doesn't really make anyone better but himself, and I just feel like he just has to realize that everyone around him could matters. Play better as a team.
Gore Tottenham have had some issues as well.
Oh, yeah, they threw shade on Twitter or something like that.
And also, you know, a big con with this, you know, it's been a repeated thing that we've talked about throughout every podcast, and you know, we're going to throw that name in there again, Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump's in Washington right now, so, you know, that's never great, you know. So, you know, you're going to get a lot of Make America Great Again fans, and you're like, ah, man, I don't want you here.
Definitely not.
Anyone else got any pros or cons about Washington?
Maryland. Who wants to go to Maryland?
Well, technically, it's D.C. I mean, D.C. is really in Maryland.
Washington, D.C. is still in Maryland.
Yeah. Technically, it's D.C.
I mean, it's a
territory. Okay. It's so much.
Got you.
And so then let's go to the Utah Jazz. The team was originally in New Orleans. 1974. It was fan voted the Jazz ones over the Dukes. The Crescents, Pilots, Cajuns, Blues, Deltas, and Knights. In 1979, they moved to Salt Lake City and kept the name. They picked the Jazz because it meant collective improvisation.
That's nice.
If that isn't the most Jazz thing, like the owner picked it because that's what it meant. Because obviously New Orleans had Jazz history, and Salt Lake City was going to change their team name, but then the owner was like, no, it means collective improvisation, and that's what you do with basketball.
Yeah,
as a collective, you're improvising.
Right.
So that's an interesting thing for the Jazz.
Name.
They've gotten Pistol P. Absolutely. Pistol P, John Stockton, Jeff Hornacek, Jerry Sloan, Karl Malone, Al Jefferson, Darren Williams, Paul Millsap, Carlos Boozer. They used to have some fire jerseys. They have zero championships, though.
Damn, you know ever in history?
Yeah.
I think that's what also makes... I like that.
Yeah,
I love the underdog. I can't lie.
Okay. Andre Kirilenko. I mean, he wasn't that good.
You're going to be that guy.
Okay, listen. Yeah, because like regardless of any way he played, bro, fucking sweet, bro, his initials were AK and his jersey number was 47.
That's true. He is AK-47.
Fucking
sad. How can you not be a savage?
That's facts.
And he's from Russia too. Probably. Not gonna.
What?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Kirilenko. Where? I don't know if Kirilenko was from Russia.
He's from one of the Slavic states.
Slovakia.
He is Russian. He is Russian. Good job.
Good shit, man.
My bad for even doubting you. However, their mascot, bear, he has had a torn bicep and a ruptured tendon in his calf while being the mascot for the Utah Jazz. So not good luck for the mascot.
What kind, is Bear a bear?
Yeah.
No. It's a dog. His
name is Bear, though?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
What?
Well.
Is a dog
named Bear? That's so unoriginal.
Sure. I mean.
I guess so.
They play in Utah, which is a con.
You know why? Mormons. Now, if you're a Mormon, you watch the show, but like...
You can't watch a podcast. That's not video.
Yeah. I mean, you know...
You can believe.
You can watch believe. It, like, move on, like, you can... The time. Okay, I'm done.
Anyways, yeah. Trey Burke played there. You know, Trey Burke, Columbus, Ohio, repping it.
Played there.
Now
he's playing at
Knicks. He's playing with the Knicks and just put up like 25 points the other day. So. Yeah, he played the G League at the beginning of the season, and now he's tearing it up with New York. So,
oh,
shout outs to Trey Burke. He's got a dope Columbus tattoo on his forearm.
Can't lie, that's the hardest Columbus tattoo.
And,
like,
and the C is the Columbus Clippers logo. So
shit's true.
And they went to two NBA finals in 1997, 1998. However, they lost to Michael Jordan both times. And another con for them is that Macklemore is a fan of them.
Well.
So here's, does anyone else got any pros or cons about the Utah Jazz?
Macklemore was enough.
Macklemore was enough.
That's all I needed to hear. Just started with that.
Could have been over it. So, what's your decision?
This round, I'm definitely going to pick the Utah Jazz.
Oh, the Jazz over the Wizards.
Okay.
It's because of the tall factor. He didn't like the. He didn't like the.
I like Macklemore.
He said what?
I like Macklemore.
Said no one ever. All right, the next up is the matchup against the Thunder and the Suns. So Oklahoma City Thunders versus Phoenix Suns. The origin of the Thunder were obviously that they were originally the Seattle Supersonics, and they moved to OKC in 2008. They listed 64 names for them to vote for, and Thunder won. That's their origin there. They got Russell Westbrook. They got Melo. They got Paul George right now. Which
they had Kevin Durant.
They had Durant.
Still drafted Kevin Durant.
They had James Harden.
Yeah. They had Dabo Sefolosha.
Bill Hader. Oh, Bill Hader's a fan of them. You know, you like Bill Hader, right?
Yeah, Bill Hader.
There you go.
And then you
still get the Supersonics legacy. Right. So you get the Gary Paytons. You get the Ray Allens. Yeah.
Who else?
You know, it's not like Seattle was all that great, but you know they had good fans.
How many championships
Seattle have? I'll get back to you on that. They're sixth highest in attendance.
Almost caught the shit.
Their fans are extremely loud, extremely dedicated. One of the best
fan bases
in the league.
I mean, you do have to stay dedicated if you're an Oklahoma man.
That's right. And Bill Simmons wrote a piece not too long ago that stated that the most important basketball team to a city was the Oklahoma City team for an NBA team, which I thought was pretty cool. Rumble the Bison, their mascot, has a whole backstory, you know, very similar to Slamson the Lion, that I really like these things. So anyways, I'm going to say his... I know no one wants to hear his backstory, but I like his backstory. Rumble the Bison, according to his official backstory on the Oklahoma City Thunder's website, Rumble is the subject of a Native American tale that has been passed down for centuries, which tells of a bison who was struck by lightning while saving his herd from a ferocious storm in the Arbuckle Mountains. The lightning transformed him into an anthropomorphic, you guys know that name. Thank you. Superpowered bison known as Rumble. When the Thunder arrived in Oklahoma City, he identified with them and he joined the team.
That's crazy.
That's a great story. That's a great story.
Wait, I like it.
Doesn't that mean like what does that mean? What is anthropomorphic?
He can come off the bench. That's
he's
a starter.
that he can walk.
Oh, that's what made him stick.
Yeah. What?
He could walk. Like on two legs?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Upright.
Yeah.
I feel like his herd shunned him after that. They're like, cuz, what the...
Why are you standing as bison walking up on you?
Another cool thing...
I imagine a Family Guy episode.
Another cool thing about the Thunder is that in Oklahoma City, it is on average 300 days of sunlight.
That's a lot of sunlight.
So, like, you don't get no cold. You don't really get, like...
That's like 2 months of no sunlight.
Oklahoma City might be a nice place to live, you know? And they won the championship...
It's not too hot, is it?
No.
That's kind of nice.
They won the championship in 1979. You know, it was really Seattle, but still.
You go to Alaska, you could be fucked up for months.
Sure. And...
Sure. They should have an Alaskan basketball team.
No, because you...
I'm cool with it. Yeah. I'd like an Alaskan.
I'd like it,
a Hawaiian one, too.
But imagine... Okay, first of all, you got to imagine, like, the attendance with that. That would be terrible.
Not if you name them the Alaskan bullworms, all right? You fucking print money. You fucking print money. Alaskan bullworms? Are you kidding me? Get the whole SpongeBob crew in there? Be dope. A con is that you get the whole, you have to get already a recent team, and you have to know that you already have KD and James Harden who left you. And think about what could have been.
James Harden didn't really leave him?
No, it's true. They didn't want to give James Harden his money. And now the Suns' origin. In 1968, the Suns' GM, who was only 28 at the time, did a fan vote, and he chose the Suns over the Scorpions, Rattlers, and Thunderbirds.
Did well.
I don't know. Thunderbirds, that's pretty sweet.
Thunderbirds?
Phoenix Thunderbirds actually sounds pretty cool.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Thunderbird sounds like something.
I like Scorpions.
My dad would tell me it's like Phoenix a weird Scorpions? Sex thing.
The Thunderbird.
You ever
do the Thunderbird?
You ever do the Thunderbird, son?
She like sits on your face.
What the fuck is that?
That's where you get a car battery, put it on her nipple and your nipple.
It sounded like Clinton actually knew with the Thunderbird.
But the only catch is it has to be a Pontiac Sunfire.
My God. The guy that actually put in the name Suns, the owner gave him season tickets and $1,000 for getting that.
I would sell all those tickets.
Oh, yeah. And they were going to possibly... They had consideration the Phoenix White Wing Doves. That was a literal name that was up for discussion. White Wing Doves. And my favorite, the Phoenix Dudes. Just the Dudes.
Phoenix Dudes.
Just the Dudes.
That
just the Dudes.
Hard as...
So, with the Suns, you get... they started the same year as the Bucks, which you liked. You picked the Bucks in 1968. They got Steve Nash, Charles Barkley, Larry Nance Sr., Jason Kidd for a little bit, Amari Stoudemire, Sean Marion. However, their stadium is called the Talking Stick Resort Arena, which is definitely the worst name for an arena that you can pick.
Why is it called the Talking Stick?
I'm not exactly sure.
It's just because, like, it There's nothing fun there?
I don't know. Phil Mickelson's a fan of them. So that's a con.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
And Robert Sarver, their owner, was named the worst owner by ESPN in 2016.
It's a pro or a con.
That's a con. You don't want to have a bad owner.
Sometimes I just don't know the which pros and cons now these days.
No.
He tried to buy Rangers FC in Scotland, and then also did buy RCD Malaria, I'm butchering that name, that was in Spain. They were in the second division. He bought them. They went to the third division. So he's not a great owner anywhere in sports. They have zero titles. You know, Shaq played there. They've actually won multiple Emmys.
Emmys.
Yeah, Emmys.
Emmys.
Due to their website. Their website has won Emmys.
I feel like that's a con. Yeah,
that's definitely a con.
I don't get how did they win Emmys?
Their websites have won
for like technology
awards than the actual.
Wow.
Con.
I didn't think about that. Their website has won more awards than their actual team. Yeah.
Well, they're doing something, right?
They got Josh Jackson, absolutely. Yeah, in October 2008, the Phoenix Suns organization, along with partnered advertising agency, were honored with 12 Emmy Awards by the Rocky Mountain Southwest chapter of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. They also won awards for the PlanetOrange.net and the SunsLockerRoom.com.
Fuck so good about their website.
I feel like I should know.
They give in detail about their socks, about everything.
And a pro or a con is that they're a young team, but they suck right now.
Yeah, so like
they're pretty terrible. They got Devin Booker, you know, they got Josh Jackson.
They got some nice players.
You wouldn't be a young team.
No, you definitely no one is ever going to be like, oh, bro, yeah, now you on that Suns bandwagon, because there's no one on there right now. It's broken at the moment.
When Nash was there, I was definitely a fan.
When Nash and Mare, they were nice. So Thunder or Suns?
Thunder.
The dumbass decision.
The dumbass.
I'm like you guys disrespecting Dayton Richardson. Like,
anybody got a coin?
A coin?
I got.
You're literally doing a coin flip here.
Got to do my two face.
It's the Emmys. It's the Emmys that did it.
Nah, right? It's just like, bro. Like,
no, wait, hold on. I got this.
It's the website. Oh, you got an app that flips coins.
Siri, flip a coin.
Heads is Sun.
There it is. Suns.
Suns.
Yep.
All right.
Shit, fuck it.
She flipped it so quickly. She's like, here.
Got you.
All right. And next up is the Spurs versus the Hornets. So the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, anyone want to say some pros about them? It's pretty easy to say some pros about them.
Let's do it right now. Robert Horry, Tim Duncan, Greg Popovich, Tony Parker, Monty Ginobili, Kawhi Leonard. Just because he's going to be great. And I know he's
amazing. He might leave.
He's not going to leave. He's going to stay.
He's going to definitely stay.
If Pop can convince him, Pop, hey, we got
Pop's
one,
guy.
We got one more coach. Chance he's to get a title, and it's only with you and me. That's how we got to go out. You
disrespected Tony Parker like that.
Tony, okay,
he
first
did
off,
say Tony Parker.
Tony,
oh, didn't?
Well, yeah.
No, my bad.
Yeah,
my
but
bad.
Tony Parker's kind of, he's kind of shitty right now.
Tony Parker's rapper.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a rapper. He's a French rapper.
I know he's good at soccer. Yeah. I know that he's good at soccer. Is there any more good fucking Suns, or not Suns, Spurs basketball players?
Manu.
Yeah.
DeJounte Murray plays for him right now. Yeah. I like DeJounte. And then LaMarcus Aldridge plays for him right now.
That's very true, yeah. Pau Gasol, but yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck Pau Gasol.
They
against Pau Gasol?
Because he's a soft-ass hoe and he shouldn't have won those titles with Kobe. That's why.
Played good basketball.
Yeah.
Should have been the other one.
Their origin of their name was that they started out as the Dallas Chaparrals, like the chaps, yeah, like the chaps,
like the assless,
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was assless. No one chaps. Said that they were assless, but it is Dallas. Yeah, let's they're, just they're say they were assless. Assless. They, everyone assless knows chaps. They were chaps. Assless. Sure. Then they had 5,000 entries were given when they moved to the NBA in 1973. They actually picked the Aztecs. But then decided to change it to the Spurs. Red McCombs, the team main investor, was born in Spur, Texas, and they wanted to keep him as the main investor, so they named him the Spurs instead of the Aztecs.
Oh, pussies.
The Aztecs would have been such a dope name.
Yeah.
They got five titles.
Sellouts.
You know what I'm saying? They got international. If you like international players, the Spurs got you. You know, they're going to draft every international random player that you don't know. Spurs are going to draft them. Shawn Michaels is a fan of them. Selena Gomez is a fan of them. Danny Trejo is a fan of them. And I don't know about you guys. I don't know about you guys, but like that's a cool table to sit with.
Yeah.
You know? Dave it's like
that's a fucking Shawn Michaels.
That right? Bro. Right? Yeah. And they may be on the decline. Kawhi may leave. We don't know about that situation. However, let me tell you a crazy stat about the San Antonio Spurs. San Antonio Spurs have only missed the playoffs four times ever.
Whoa. Yes.
Since 1973, four times ever missed the playoffs.
So
the most consistent?
Yeah, for sure.
For the last 30 years, pretty much.
They've been balling. It's really much.
45 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah, for the last 45 years, four times they've missed it. 41-5. All right, 40-5.
That's, but you gotta think, that's also shitty on their part.
Why?
How do y'all get to the final score?
That's true, but I mean, they're consistent. The only con that I can truly say about the San Antonio Spurs is that you can make a lot of comparisons to the New England Patriots.
Also, they're in Texas.
Also, they're in Texas. I should have said that. Yes.
But it's San Antonio. San Antonio is very...
Don't stick up for Texas right now.
I'm sticking up for San Antonio. San Antonio is definitely more like with their like Spanish culture. Like,
sure, that is true.
The only good thing to come out of Texas, and I'm still not sure about that bitch, is Sandy Cheeks.
What?
I'm still not sure about her. I don't know. She'd be seeming like a scheming bitch sometimes.
Wow. Sometimes, high take against Sandy Cheeks.
I think
Cheeks.
She's legit, bro. She does science and shit.
That time she put
SpongeBob with some aliens. Aliens!
That was his fault. He stole the gun. He should have been fucking around.
She should have let him go.
They literally, she got let into their house, or he did. Both of them did. Got let into Sandy's house. Yeah.
No, I'm dirty, man.
Okay. SpongeBob is also okay. We ain't talking about that.
No one said Sandy Cheeks is a Spurs fan.
Can
you know
that be
what
my new name in the podcast? The real Dirty Dan.
The real Dirty Dan.
The real Dirty Dan.
So the Charlotte Hornets. They originally were called the Spirits, but fans didn't like it being associated with the Chicago Christian-based group that they were investigating fundraising activities, that they were taking money in some not-so-clean ways, and they named them the Chicago Spirits because they worked with that kind of...
So they were also in Chicago?
No, sorry, Charlotte.
So the fans chose them as the Hornets.
It also had significance during the Revolutionary War when a British commander called the city of Charlotte a hornet's nest of rebellion. They became the Bobcats at one point and then came back to being the Hornets when New Orleans picked the Pelicans.
Name. Glad they went away from the Bobcats.
Yeah, the Bobcats didn't have a good run.
Yeah, and like Michael Jordan still hasn't brought Charlotte a good name. But
2004 they became the Bobcats, and 2014 they got back to the Hornets. MJ owns the team. I don't know if that's a pro or a con. It's likely a con.
I believe it's
Michael
a con.
Jordan is a con. Literally a con artist. Wow. Yeah, he's a con.
He funds prisons, bro. So if...
con.
We established this with Chicago. Yeah.
Con artist. And he wears for
He sells Jordans. He makes them for $2 and he sells them for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Not saying like not get your money, bro, but still.
I don't
want to
say that. It should be fire. So,
I still wear them, but.
I'll buy them out the back of something. Hey, that's tried. Hey,
these are all the Depots.
All the Depots having a fire.
Con.
That's still con. They've gotten Larry Johnson, you know, grandma. They got Alonzo Mourning. Now, currently, they have Kemba Walker. They have Robert Parrish, Glenn Rice.
Dwight Howard.
They actually have one jersey retired. And it was for Bobby Phils, who died in a car accident on February 9th, 2000. In his third year in the league. That's the only one that they have retired. They have some dope jerseys. They're third lowest in attendance right now. No championships, low value currently. No conference wins or no division wins. Technically, we rated whoever did not have championships just on their market value in the league. However, statistically, this is the worst team of all time. They have the lowest win percentage.
So how's it start the 30th seed?
Because, again, all the teams that didn't win the championship, we just ranked them by their value from a market standpoint. Who had the highest?
They suck, but they got money.
They got money?
They got, like,
Michael Jordan money?
Like, they got what did I rank them? They're still ranked 28th. So, like, there's two worse teams. You know what I'm saying? Right. There's right. two teams right. that had less value.
We'll get to that.
Well, the Pelicans were already one.
So they're 29th?
We'll see.
Who's 29th?
I need to know this. I need to know who.
Oh, the 29th was the Grizzlies. So the Hornets are valued over the Grizzlies and valued over the Pelicans. But if we're just looking at their record, they're not better. They are the only team with Jordan brand jerseys. Every other team has Nike, but they have Jordan because they're owned by Jordan.
Makes sense.
They also serve local beer at their games. I'm trying to find some pros about this team.
Whoa. What's wrong with local beer, man?
No, I'm saying I'm trying to find some pros for them. That's why I'm giving them this. It's a random thing. Oh, yeah.
I thought I was like, damn, we got this beer.
They serve beer at their game. That's a plus.
Every game. Hornets are pretty deadly.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you're a pro,
if you're a fan of bees, you know.
They got nice colorway for their jerseys.
That's what I said. Yeah, those jerseys. Yeah. All right, can we? Yeah, the little teal and purple. That was nice. So Spurs or Hornets?
The dumbass decision.
Spurs.
Spurs. That makes sense.
Made complete sense.
I can't support Michael Jordan.
Wow. So.
Until he gives you shoes.
Jordan resents that.
He won't give me shoes. I have to fucking buy and spend my whole fucking paycheck just to get a pair of shoes.
So next up is the 76ers versus the Timberwolves.
Oh, man.
So, the origin of the 76ers is that they were originally the Syracuse Nationals. They went to Philly and became the 76ers and named them after that, after the Declaration of Independence, which was signed in 1776. Obviously, like, this is, if I was not a Cavaliers fan, I would probably be a Philadelphia 76ers fan. Let me just rattle off some things about the Philadelphia 76ers.
Allen Iverson,
Dr. J, Moses Malone, Wilt Chamberlain, Charles Barkley, Maurice Cheeks. That's right, I said Maurice Cheeks. They got a great future right now. Trust the process. Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. You know, we don't know about Fultz. You know, we don't really know what's going on.
LeBron James next
Dario
year.
Dario Saric. You don't know. LeBron could be there next year. They have three championships.
Is that a pro or a con?
What, a pro.
LeBron? That's the biggest pro. A con, bro. Why? It's the biggest pro. He's the best player in the league.
He's just a terrible
person. Who, LeBron?
Wow.
Who?
LeBron.
How is LeBron a terrible person?
He's always been a terrible person.
Wow. I think he's mad. LeBron is
a, I still, I don't
let me meet him.
LeBron
should
talk to him.
Rocky Balboa. All right. Sylvester Stallone. Will right. Smith. Okay. Well, they're at the games, right? They sell out constantly and are the second best in attendance just behind the Dallas Mavericks, which we talked about before. They haven't won a championship since 1983. You know, they have the some of the worst seasons of all time. You know, so you can remember the struggle of only a few years ago with Philly. They're rivals with the Boston Celtics, which they actually have a pretty good rivalry going on. And they started the modern tanking trend. They started the trust the process thing that has become huge. They are the first North American pro team to have its own esports team.
Esports team?
Yeah, like a video game. You could have a FIFA team where they actually they have their own FIFA team. So when they go to competitions, they're actually sponsored by the Philadelphia 76ers.
That's dope. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool, right? They had Larry Brown as their coach. Their mascot is Franklin the Dog, which is cool. They have dope jerseys. However, there's one con about them, and that's when they traded AI.
They had to
Denver. I know.
They had to.
I know. It's still tough. It's still tough. Does anyone else got any pros or cons about the 76ers?
76ers? This is the last year you can really jump on them. So if
I feel like that's true.
Like, this is where you got to jump on.
If you're going to roll with the Sixers, you got to roll with them this year.
Did y'all throw the Iverson button?
Oh, of course, that's all I talk about.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all
you gotta my favorite player. Like,
that's the only button you gotta press for me.
Yeah. Iverson. Now, the Timberwolves. They went through city council, okay? And the name Timberwolves beat the name Polars.
Polars?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
It's like strippers.
That's a good one.
Actually, Tim Pope, the first fan to nominate the name, won an All-Star Game tickets and a trip. Now, the Blizzards originally won, but the team didn't want the name Blizzards. Minnesota is the only state with free-roaming Timberwolves. in the 48 states that are connected. You know, Alaska has free roaming Timberwolves.
Wow.
Hawaii obviously doesn't.
That'd be dope.
So that's the reason why they chose Timberwolves. They had KG. You know, they had Kevin Love. They got Karl Anthony Towns now. They got Jimmy Butler. They got Andrew Wiggins. Jeff Teague, if you like Jeff Teague.
They had Jamal Crawford,
right? They actually have the worst franchise win percentage. That's really bad.
Well, yeah. It's well, they've always been, like, ever since that KG left, they've just kind of been mediocre. Yeah.
They retired Flip Saunders' jersey after Flip died.
Flip.
And Malik Sealy also has his jersey retired when he died of a car crash on May 20th, 2000. So that happened twice in the NBA season in the year 2000. The driver was drunk. Sealy's airbag did not deploy and was buried next to his idol, Malcolm X.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dope.
That's hard. Yeah.
That's a pro.
Yeah.
Man, can you bury me?
Also, KG got a tattoo of Sealy.
Wow.
Yeah. They had the 10th lowest attendance in the league, and the Lakers were there first. Minnesota Lakers.
So you always got to think about, like, those 16 championships just, like, in front of your face.
Anyway, you didn't win them. Your team
never
win
Minnesota.
You don't win them.
Carl Anthony Towns is awesome. I love Carl.
He's a lot softer than what I thought he was.
Listen, he's dealing with... Thibodeau is the coach right now, and he runs them... He pretty much just runs five the whole game.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins has the most minutes played so far this season, and that's not a good thing.
I'm saying soft as, like... When he talks, I'm just like, like, you sound like you're, like, really young. Like, you're really not
He's
that
a great guy. I love Carl Anthony Towns.
Pretty neat. He was at the Super Bowl photographing.
Absolutely, yeah. He took pictures. He took some great pictures of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so.
Anyone else got pros or cons about the 76ers or the Timberwolves?
What you got, bro?
The decision.
My decision is...
The last decision
is... The Philadelphia.
I was expecting that. All right. The next one up is the Detroit Pistons versus the Denver Nuggets. So let's talk about the Detroit Pistons, all right?
It's like a mediocre battle for me.
Wow. Originally, they were the Zollner Pistons. They were named after owner Fred Zollner, and they were in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They were originally an Indiana basketball team, which you were a former Indiana basketball fan.
Mm-hmm.
They moved to Detroit and kept the name because the Pistons, you know, a piston, it made sense for the Motor City, so they kept that. Their actual old logo, no one can see on here, but like Colton, you can see right here, this was their original logo.
Oh,
that's different. It's just a bunch of pistons into a human form holding the basketball.
Move your glasses closer to the screen. I might be able to see it. No. You just see, like, you took away.
I see it.
That's...
Wow. That's
that, that was the former logo for the Fort Wayne Zollner Pistons.
That shit sucks. So, I know this is kind of, like, you know, a little bit off topic, but it's kind of on topic because it's about basketball.
Sure.
So, right now... Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Nuggets, and they're doing this hashtag, me versus Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
So, this guy tweeted, Bagman 63, Nuggets 58. So, this guy ate 63 chicken nuggets, and he has fucking proof. Empty nug boxes.
Question, does he support the Cavs or Nuggets? Very important.
It looks like the Cavs because
also, how do
he
we
says
know he
he's a Browns fan.
Nuggets.
That's
he could
true.
Have removed those.
That's true.
No one's spending that much on Nuggets.
What was his Twitter name?
I don't like McDonald's Nuggets like that.
The True Bagman.
The he True did. Bagman.
I don't trust
he's
him.
A Cleveland Browns fan.
Oh,
I definitely don't.
Of course, he's ingesting anything that's bad for his system right now because it's the Browns.
That's
listen, I'd love to get the True Bagman or whatever. I would love to get him on the podcast to talk about that. So maybe we can get him on there and talk about his love for the Cavs, love for chicken nuggets, and love for everything unhealthy right there because obviously he supports the Browns.
Pigeon nuggets?
Are we saying that McDonald's serves pigeons? I'm not surprised at that. That's what we're saying.
I believe it.
I
mean, if those are pigeons, pigeons are good, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not doubting the pigeon meat. I'm just wanting to know exactly what it is.
So,
lie to me and say it's chicken.
back to the Detroit Pistons. They had the bad boys, Isaiah Thomas, Bill Laimbeer, John Sally, Dennis Rodman. The team is...
Do you just throw out Chauncey like that?
No, I was getting to the 2014. Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton. You know, they had Grant Hill in the past. They have some good rivalries. They actually have some real rivalries with the Bulls, the Celtics, the Lakers. They are second worst in attendance. They're the only city, though, to have an NBA team, an NFL team, an MLB team, and an NHL team all downtown. The Pistons just moved back downtown in Detroit. They have three championships, you know, 89, 90, and 04. They do play in the Little Caesars Arena, though. And, you know, Little Caesars... Like we're not... Like, we shouldn't front and act like Little Caesars hasn't got us through the struggle, you know?
I prefer Little Caesars over some pizza sometimes.
Right.
I'll always take it over Pizza Hut.
Over Pizza Hut's pizza, for sure. Over Pizza Hut's pizza, I agree.
Over
pizza... No. Their stuffed crust, is nasty as shit.
You guys... Nope.
Pizza Hut sauce tastes like...
Over Papa John's, bro? Papa John's is shitty.
Listen, if there were not allegations, I would tell you that Papa John's is one of the best pizza places there is.
Oh, yeah, guess what? It was owned by a racist. So,
yeah. You don't know that about the Hut, man.
The Hut is now, I don't know if you've seen this, but Papa John's actually is no longer associated with the NFL now. They dropped because of the NFL protest, and Pizza Hut picked that up. So now the NFL this year will be, or Pizza Hut will sponsor the NFL.
Fucking good.
But their wings, Pizza Hut's wings, fire. And also, if Pizza Hut wants to sponsor the podcast, we'll gladly do that.
Nah, fuck you.
I will let Pizza Hut sponsor the podcast.
So Casey does
not
come back to the podcast.
That's right. Pizza, right. That's right.
Because I like free Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah.
You like free Pizza Hut? If Pizza Hut came through this door right now.
And gave me free
pizza. I like those checks.
That's right. I will cash them all the same.
I'd sell out for Pizza Hut, bro.
I would not.
And you get the wings.
You guys, you guys can't tell me
this episode brought to you.
Domino's.
Domino's.
I'd rather have Pizza Hut than Domino's.
I'd rather have the Pizza Hut than the
Hut. I'd rather have Pizza Hut's wings than most places, but.
Have you not had Donatos? Why are we talking about pizza right now?
I mean, it's a good talk. It's a good talk.
Okay.
They have Blake Griffin. They have Andre Drummond. Dan Gilbert might buy the team, however, and that might not be a good thing. And they always seem like they may be the final boss for the. For the stars. Remember, Michael Jordan had to finally overcome when he got Scottie Pippen. People forget that. When he got Scottie Pippen, after losing for years and years and years against the Pistons, he got Scottie Pippen and they beat the Pistons and then they became a dynasty. LeBron James had the historical time when he beat the Pistons and then he and the Cavs finally became a dynasty.
That's a little broken story right there.
What's that?
They become a dynasty.
Okay, they became a great team, and LeBron is the best player of
LeBron's
all time.
LeBron started his dynasty.
True.
You can't just categorize.
I'm a Cavs fan, guys. I have to, throw in these little things. The Cavs are
great. You still have to think about, how many rings the Cavs
Listen, our fans are eating 63 chicken nuggets, all right? it's still rough, even though we're having some good years.
By that statement, Colton said he was a Cleveland Browns fan, which nobody should respect.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I am not.
And they're very close to Columbus, Ohio, which we're in. So, that's the Pistons. Has anyone got anything else about the Pistons that they want to talk about?
Chauncey Billups. Blake Griffin's on the team, so I wouldn't pick them.
You said what?
I have this solitary tier for them.
One tier?
Yep.
Okay.
Chauncey Billups.
What was it? Coach from New Girl. He's a Pistons fan.
Really?
Yeah. You don't remember the...
he also has a name. He's David Williams Jr.
No, I'm saying his character. His character is a Pistons fan.
Oh, yeah,
remember, because Nick is a Bulls fan. Yeah. God damn.
You could tell he's such a Baines, bro.
The Nuggets, they originally... they were named the Denver Rockets, and they moved to the NBA, and they were the Houston Rockets, so they picked the name Nuggets due to their mining history in Denver in the Gold Rush era. Some pros about them. I had some special, Nuggets heart right here. Because it was AI, it was Mello, it was Kmart, it was JR. It was an amazing time.
That was It was like that one hood basketball team they were fucking, they were strapping threes, bro.
They never
tough.
Won shit.
They were scrappy, but they always lost when it mattered.
But they were great.
But they were good.
I love that team.
I wish they would have won a title.
Do they still have JaVale McGee?
No, he is now with Golden State.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sell out. But,
no, he's actually like won like two or three rings with him now. So.
Still big.
Two rings, yeah.
Still big.
I was going to say, I don't even think Golden State's won three rings lately.
They had Dikembe Mutombo, they had Alex English, and now they are calling it, which I thought was a little, maybe a little far, but they are doing the Nikola Jokic era. And I was like, Jokic as an era? But he's the sweetest passing big man there is. You know, my dude has just got like Pistol Pete passes, and he's 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
They do have zero championships. They had George Karl as a coach for a long time, and that's a huge con. Their owner is Stan Kroenke, which Stan Kroenke, as we all know, well, technically their owner is Stan and Kroenke, and Stan Kroenke is the owner of Arsenal Football Club, which probably isn't a good thing because Arsenal is praying
that Arsenal is a con.
Yeah, and they're praying that Arsene Wenger gets fired, but Kroenke wants to keep him because Kroenke only cares about the money. And he doesn't really care about Arsenal's success.
As he should, because they were once a prestigious team. They still are a prestigious team, you know.
We're getting there. Are they?
Different podcast.
Yeah. They had Rocky the mascot. It was cool. And Denver is a budding city. You know, it's a real, real growing city. And there's things that I think that you personally could really, really love about the city of Denver. You know, it doesn't have to deal with a view. All right, it's
Rocky Mountains are nice. I feel like that's okay. A good view.
For people that like Rocky Mountains.
They get
yeah,
I guess on top of them, you get really high on them.
Yeah,
because like
they it's a yeah,
in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
Oh, also nobody said they came in with Mutombo.
I said Mutombo.
Nah. When the 76ers were around, guys.
That's true, but he was only there for like 2 years.
That was like at the end of his career, and like, yeah. Are you really going to remember just
Mutombo? He's playing with AI, so
that's true. You only remember that because they went to the finals. That time, so they were always on the final channel. So, this was like something that we didn't have a lot, but yeah, Pistons or Nuggets.
The dumbass decision.
I'm going Detroit.
Okay, so it's gonna be Detroit.
Detroit the 3-1
versus the Pacers. So a originally Indiana team versus a now Indiana team in the next round. And the next matchup is the Atlanta Hawks versus the Brooklyn Nets.
How many more matchups are there?
We got one. We got two. We got three. That's it.
All right.
So, Atlanta Hawks.
I can't tell you guys how I'm thinking of this one.
They are the lowest attended team, and they're not very good.
Migos.
They won the championship in 1958.
Damn.
And they've only had that championship, so no more championships.
Was that considered a championship in the 50s? Like, or is that like
this isn't the NFL, man?
I know, but I didn't know if like the NBA still counted. Like at a certain time, it's like, all right, these don't count.
Celtics won their championships back in like dirt age, butt fuck. Nobody knows, man.
They are in Atlanta, you know. Great hip hop scene in Atlanta. You know, you got Migos.
Atlanta.
Can we name a couple more rappers just for the
sake of Ludacris, Ludacris. 21, Future,
Outkast, obviously. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say that one. I like that one.
What?
I was gonna say Young Thug. You don't like Young Thug.
I mean, he's still out.
Yeah.
Is T.I. from Atlanta?
T.I.'s from Atlanta.
See, look, there you go.
Yeah.
It's the culture more than the basketball there.
Fucking I feel like we're missing somebody. Yeah.
We're missing like.
I said Gambino, nobody acknowledged
that. You said
Gambino? Oh, that's right, yeah.
He has a whole show.
Gucci.
That's
Gucci.
Actually a really good show, and Gucci, like, I didn't know where
Kill
it was going.
Kill Mike.
I'm going to start watching this
episode. Waka Flocka.
Kill Mike.
Big Boy. Well, we did say Outkast.
Damn, there's
Soulja
so
Boy.
Many.
OG Malcolm.
He's from Mississippi, bro. He is not from Atlanta, Soulja Boy. He's from Mississippi.
I was
going
to say that's a con.
Is he from Mississippi?
Yeah, bro, that's a Mississippi.
Man, when Chris always yelling about that run. Oh, yeah, 2 Chainz. Two Chainz is a Hawks fan.
Makes sense.
Black. Akon.
I thought Six Lack was from Canada.
It's Black, bro.
I thought he was too.
Well, let me look this up. It is on Wikipedia, y'all. No, he's from Atlanta. He was actually born in Baltimore, Maryland, though.
So that makes sense why him. Because Jit's from Atlanta too, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense why him and Jit connected.
Yeah.
I thought, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Day-Day. Rocco Dash?
Roscoe Dash. All right. I just asked for a couple.
We had a ton. There's a ton.
So is there really much else?
CeeLo Green.
CeeLo.
Really interesting.
I like CeeLo.
The Hawks had Dominic Wilkinson. They had Mutombo as well. Pistol Pete. Jamal Crawford. Kyle Korver. Al Horford.
They had Spud, didn't they?
Spud, for sure.
Little Spud.
And Ted Turner was their former owner.
Oh, man.
Who was the, owner of WCW.
Oh.
And that's a pro and a con because, WCW, sweet, but then he also let Hogan and them boys run the shit into the ground. So, RIP WCW. And they're probably going to have a high draft pick this year. Oh, sorry. They originally were called the Blackhawks due to the Native American heritage, and they eventually just changed them to the Hawks.
RIP.
So the Nets. Let's go to the Nets. The Nets, they're in Brooklyn. That's tight, right? Even though it's kind of like become gentrified. That's
no. Cool.
You know, very true. Brooklyn is not as, well, it's still kind of dirty, but it's not as grimy and as scary as people.
I mean, not even just to make it scary. It's just like, but like there tough. Shouldn't be like,
it's not tough.
Yeah, there shouldn't be like yoga spots in Brooklyn. But Biggie, right? They played Biggie in their first game. They have actually a Biggie jersey hanging up. They have their own comic. They have their own comic book. They had two championships, 1974, 1976. They had Richard Jefferson, Jason Kidd, Brooke Lopez. Where they don't even have Brooke Lopez anymore. He's their highest scorer, which is crazy. Vince Carter, Dr. J, because they were originally the New Jersey Nets. Now, a origin story for the Nets was that they picked the Nets because it rhymed with the Jets and the Mets. And that's the New York teams. Right there, and they're really close to Jersey, but they were going to change their name before they ended up going to Brooklyn. They were going to change their name to the Brooklyn Swamp Dragons to increase their marketing.
Are you sure you still want to be Dragon?
The Swamp Dragons.
Swamp Dragon?
Swamp Dragons? No, it's one of the
Swamp Dragons. That sounds like Swamp Draco. That's why I go.
Swamp Draco.
Swamp Draco.
I don't know if I like that.
Is that cool? That cool? We're calling that cool?
Swamp Dragon is like, you have swamp ass and your nuts are off.
There's nothing wrong with
dragon against
dragon will kill all of us. Don't say anything. Don't say anything about it.
Swamp Dragon.
Swamp ass. Swamp Dragon.
So that's about all I got for the Nets. Nets have Jeremy Lin currently.
You just got the
yay.
What is Jeremy Lin doing?
Being a fight with
hurt.
He's hurt. Kmart.
Oh yeah. Fighting.
I thought Kmart went out of business.
No, the player.
Well, technically, yeah, he did go out of business. He's not anymore.
I don't know what's up with the Nets. The Nets do have a mascot named Duncan the Dragon.
Oh no,
they used to have that. Now they have Sly the Silver Fox.
That's weird.
Sly?
I feel like,
Sly looks like he swindles things.
Your mascots need to match your team.
But now they have Brooklyn Knight, which is a comic.
That's a little cooler.
That's hard.
That's a little cooler.
Brooklyn Knight.
Yeah. And it's actually co-created by Marvel.
Oh, that's kind
of cool. So they have their own Marvel comic, so...
Are they going to make a movie?
Probably not.
I mean, maybe. Who knows?
That would be fucking awesome.
Who knows? They obviously have a rivalry with the Knicks. They have two championships, like I said. Yeah, New York, Brooklyn.
It's like one of those rivalries that nobody tries to talk about.
But it's there. It's there.
It's like
basketball needs more rivalries, so...
A lot of sports need more rivalries.
Absolutely.
NFL needs more rivalries.
So who's your pick here? With the Hawks?
Guys, we're staying in Brooklyn all day. You feel me?
Brooklyn!
Unless they move to New Jersey, then we'll go back to this podcast and edit it.
Ted Mosby hates New Jersey.
We need to bring back some medieval sports.
It's a different podcast.
yeah, you're right.
So the next matchup
interesting one.
Is the Miami Heat versus... the Los Angeles Clippers.
Bro, can I make my decision here?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, make your decision.
The dumbass. It's Miami right here, man.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Why?
Really?
What?
Don Sterling?
Yeah,
Sterling?
I mean, they got rid of Sterling.
But still, like,
Jesus.
They got rid of Sterling.
He was there, that's all I meant.
Right. You know what? I support that.
But,
all right, well.
But you can still list out some facts about.
No, we're cool. But I don't like the Heat. I'm still sore. I'm a Cavs fan. I'm sore about the whole Heat situation. LeBron left us.
That jersey.
I didn't burn jerseys, but I'll talk about it.
I knew there was going to be a couple
close. He had the lighter in the match. He was just like, you know what?
All right, last
in the last matchup of the first round, here we are. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Orlando Magic. So,
boy. All right.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, the fans voted for the Cavaliers team nickname in 1970 in a poll conducted by the Cleveland Plain Dealer. The other finalist names were the Cleveland Jays, the Forsters, the Towers, and the Presidents. Because they had like 7 former U.S. presidents.
Can we rename the Cavaliers to the Cleveland Jays? That would be dope.
Picked the Cavaliers in the contest and wrote, Cavaliers represent a group of daring, fearless men whose life pact was never surrender, no matter what the odds.
Even with Kevin Love's panic attacks.
Even with Kevin Love. Shout outs to Kevin Love. Absolutely love Kevin Love.
Wow, that was fucked up, but
yeah,
it was so
funny. Yeah, that's right. I support you, Kevin Love. It was a terrific piece that you gave in the Players Tribune.
I mean, Kevin Love. I feel bad that shit's going on for him, but you know
what?
He's not a Cavalier in that state. Wow. No matter what.
Wow.
No matter he has to be a fearless character.
So some pros. pros. LeBron, fucking James. Okay. Here's a pro. That 2016 championship was my life. All right, that was everything to me. Kyrie, LeBron, Richard Jeff, Love, Channing Fry, JR, Shump. I can name the whole team. Deli. It was absolutely beautiful. Am I forgetting? Tristan Thompson.
Mozgov.
Mozgov then got paid and did nothing in LA. But
I play for Brooklyn.
Does he play for Brooklyn?
He does. He got traded for Brook Lopez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. LA's making moves. Smart moves.
But obviously the Cavs have had a not so great history for when they just won their first championship, you know, in 2016.
Woo.
But you know, we've been in there. We had the rivalry with Jordan and everything. You know, we had Mark Price. You know what I'm saying? We had Larry Nance Sr., you know, Austin Carr, who does some great or not so great commentary. You know, we have Big Z, you know, Brad Daugherty, Nate Thurman. We're awesome. It's the best team. It's the best team to support.
Shaq?
Shaq. For a year.
Shaq.
That shit was hilarious.
Kevin Hart did a stand up there.
Baron Davis.
Baron Davis was a rough year.
Delonte West.
Let's not disrespect anything about LeBron James. That man has saved the city.
Let's talk about a con about Cleveland.
It's not. Cleveland? There's no con.
What about what year was that? Like 2007?
What? 2008? About what?
What happened in 2007, 2008?
Well, we in 2007, we won the conference championship.
All right, what about what happened in 2008?
There was something similar to what happened with this decision. The dumbass decision. It wasn't even 2008. I think it was 2011? And 10? 2010? Maybe?
No, Mavericks won 10.
No, I was just saying when the decision.
So it was 2008, 2009.
It was 2008, 2009.
Because the NBA lockout happened.
Yeah.
I forget that ever happened, guys. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was a weird time.
2010. July 8th, 2010. Thanks, guys, for making me revisit that.
Then they went to the finals. Tough. They lost. I can't remember.
It was something that we block out.
As different pod.
We block that out forever.
All right, so here's the thing. You don't have to tell me about the Magic.
The Magic had Shaq. They had Penny. There we go. I'm done.
Dwight Howard. Whoa.
Dwight Howard
literally took them to that finals.
They also had Rashard Lewis.
He Stop. Took steroids.
Stop.
So
that's why his forehead got big, bro. Yeah. His forehead did get very large.
So is John Bones Jones.
His forehead got bigger.
That's why
they were injecting it straight.
You know, they had Patrick Ewing too. They had Tracy McGrady, Grant Hill, Steve Francis.
Bro, I always forget Tracy.
T Mac.
Yeah. Vince Carter. Hedo Turkoglu. Remember Hedo? He could hit.
Guys, I'm picking Cleveland.
All right, and we're picking Cleveland.
I'm picking Cleveland.
Good job.
So The next matchup will be, we'll run down them pretty quick and end the podcast here. It will be the Boston Celtics versus the Milwaukee Bucks, Miami Heat versus the Toronto Raptors, the Golden State Warriors versus the Utah Jazz, San Antonio Spurs versus the Brooklyn Nets, the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Portland Trail Blazers, Detroit Pistons versus Indiana Pacers, Chicago Bulls versus Phoenix Suns, and the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Cleveland Cavaliers, which would definitely be the hardest matchup for me, considering those are my two favorite teams.
Wow. This next round is going to be a hard round.
It's going to be some dumbass decisions, boy.
Some dumbass decisions. I already think there are some
dumbass decisions. Guys, I want to get the
shield. What?
Why are you guys calling it a dumbass decision?
You're funny. You're funny.
You can't come back. This is the last time you're on here. We're picking everything for you. Then we're like, yeah.
It was a dumbass decision. I get it. No, I'm just kidding.
We never even write down the Magic's name.
We don't have to.
Alright, does anyone have any final words for the podcast?
Always pee after sex.
He's been waiting for that.
He's been waiting the whole podcast.
Nobody understands that. He's been waiting for that.
Yeah. Colton's like the Orlando Magic of this podcast.
Alright, first off.
Wait, never jack off while laying on your back? Oh yeah, that does sound like a recipe for disaster.
Man,
it
I am
a gamble every time.
I am starting to think that we should probably just end the podcast.
Like to say on some real shit.
Shout outs to Kevin Love. Shout outs to DeMar DeRozan. Shout outs to Kelly Oubre.
And rest in peace, Rasul Butler, because we were mentioning all these players that died in car crashes.
Rasul Butler.
That was Rasul.
I think Rasul.
Rasul. Butler. Rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
R.I.P.
And Jesus is my nigga.
All right. I'm not gonna repeat that word, but.
I can only retweet.
I'm not even gonna retweet it. Is that it?
He said it. He retweeted. Is he allowed to? Is he allowed to retweet
it? Because that's
he reposted.
That's I'm like, just telling him I feel. I got. I feel.
Can you say that's like quoting somebody?
Yeah. Except I don't really say it.
Yeah. Can you quote it?
Can you quote it?
I can't.
I mean,
let's not do that. All right.
Who is Jesus Christ?
This was a good podcast. Q, you got anything? All right. Deuces, guys.
Deuces.
Across the board. All across the board.
It was across the board.